Did you know time show? Did you show no time? Time show no. All right. Here we are. Did you know? We're at the Did You Know show. There it goes. I couldn't get Did You Know show. And I got Cody with me.
Hi.
And we're going to get this thing going. What you got, Cody?
Okay. So I'm a huge space and galaxy junkie.
Okay.
And I found this and I thought it was really cool. So we're all drinking water that is older than the solar system. Okay, so we've heard the saying, the water we drink is the same water the dinosaurs drank, right?
Okay.
Okay, so it has been believed and studied that the water on our planet may have originated from ice specks floating in a cosmic cloud 4.6 billion years ago. It follows the same saying, the same liquid we drink and that fills the oceans may be millions of years older than the solar system itself.
Wow, just because it was floating around in a crystal cloud up there.
Yep.
So and now it's our water.
Something to keep in mind when we're staying hydrated.
When you're staying hydrated and you're drinking the good water, there's it's really, really good water.
Yeah, it's like it's cosmic water,
cosmic
guys.
Water.
We're all drinking star water.
So mine's actually, it's kind of cool that you did one kind of on space, because mine's not on space particularly, but it's along the lines.
Oh, cool.
So, you know how I've always been fascinated, you know, neon lights, and then you go neon bowling, and you got your clothes are lit up from the fluorescent lights and all this. And we talked about the other day that tonic water can glow as well, and they
use that in
alcoholic drinks. And so this is kind of cool here. There is one island over in the Maldives, which is, if you're not know exactly what that is, it's a small nation of more than 1,000 islands in the Indian Ocean. So the Maldives, there's at least one beach on there that glows in the dark.
That is so
cool. A whole beach that glows.
I love that. Could you imagine?
So, I mean, I'd love to see. I'm going to have to go look pictures up. But apparently what it is, it's a natural phenomenon. And what it is there's these Ostrakan creations, or their seed shrimp is what they basically are, and they are about a millimeter long, and they're just these little creatures, and they have the ability to emit blue light for as long as a minute or more. And so for whatever reason, this specific beach, specific island draws them in, and they'll get all up on the banks and in the shore, and then the whole island
so
just
like
starts
the
glowing.
The fireflies of the Indian Ocean. And I'm really proud of you for saying the name of that shrimp, because
yeah, that
I
was
could not
hard.
Have pronounced it. Yeah, I'm really, really proud of you for that. That is so cool. I wonder if you could, like, take a cup
and scoop them up.
Yeah, and then take them home with you.
Like you bottle up the...
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Apparently it
doesn't happen all the time, but they say the speculation is that it happens when there's a mass mortality event that occurs. Do I know what mass mortality event means? No clue.
Me neither.
But that whenever this island glows, there's been a mass mortality event.
Well, we're going to have to look that up and figure it out.
Maybe that'll be tomorrow's Did You Know
that
show.
Might
Who
have
knows?
To be.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be here tomorrow. Remember, 2:45 right here on KCHI, the Did You Know show.